It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Cougar Sports Saturday, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. It's finally game day. BYU going to be taking on the Boise State Broncos, the number 14 Boise State Broncos. It's a big game for this Cougar football team. And I think it's a big game for Boise State, too, as both teams look to get a big win. And for BYU, they're looking to end a three-game losing streak, and it's going to be a tall order coming up tonight. You can hear the game here on KSL News Radio. Joining us now on the program to preview tonight's big game, he's going to be on the call, the TV call. He's going to be the color analyst for ESPN2 broadcast, former Washington State and NFL quarterback and host of Pac-12 Radio on Sirius XM. He is Ryan Leaf. Ryan, welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday.
Nice hearing Cougars. I appreciate that.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, I was going to ask you, too, to start things off. Is this your first time in Provo?
It is. It is my first time in Provo. Such a beautiful town. You know, I love the Salt Lake City area. We come and spend some time up in Park City. So I have never been south here like this to Provo. And, boy, the mountains right up against the stadium here, really, really picturesque. I'm excited for the game tomorrow night.
Talking to someone like you who knows college football as well as anyone, I mean, what comes to mind for you when you think of BYU football?
What I think of is Steve Sarkisian. That's who I, you know, always tried to go after. He was leading the nation in passing efficiency when I was in college. So that's the name I always remember. And of course, just the greats at quarterback and Ty Detmer and Steve Young and Jim McMahon and just those crews. And then every single year, it just seems like there's always a great quarterback that plays here. The offensive system and what Lavelle Edwards had done and put in place. So that's what speaks to me when I think of BYU, and excited, you know, to be part of, college football history, really, calling this football game.
Yeah, and BYU fans are desperately hoping to get back to that great level of play at quarterback. And Zach Wilson was doing a very good job. He was playing really well up until that injury he suffered against Toledo. And then Jaron Hall stepped in last week, and he showed pretty well, dual threat guy, and then Baylor Romney as well. What do you make of BYU's quarterbacks? Because I know that it's going to be a game-time decision as who's going to be the starter. But from what you've seen on film of BYU's quarterbacks, what do you see from them?
Well, I mean, if what they would like most is if Jaron Hall could go. I know that. Baylor Romney's just, after being away on his mission, he hasn't, until he got in the game last week, he hadn't played in a football game since 2014. And, you know, that's a long, long time to be without competition. I thought he jumped in and did a pretty good job against South Florida late in that football game. But if all could be best case scenario for BYU is if Jaron Hall could go in this football game, because they're going to need it. You know, Boise State is as good as it comes. They get pressure on the quarterback. They play solid defense. And then offensively, they're really, really good as well. So it's going to be you can't beat around the bush on this end. BYU has been decimated by injuries. They played four Power Five opponents in their first four games. They've been beat up. They are young. They're finding ways to piece things together and just get it done. They need to win one of these games against Boise or Utah State to probably put themselves in a position to get back to a bowl game. So the quarterback position is particularly important to that. And Jaren Hall can't go. Baylor Romney will. Or Joe Critchlow, and he's got probably the most experience of anybody. And if he has to go, they feel pretty comfortable with any of them playing in the play and using that whole playbook.
Talking with Ryan Leaf here on Cougar Sports Saturday, KSL News Radio. Ryan's going to be on the TV broadcast called Color Analyst with Clay Matvick on ESPN2. Radio call will be here on KSL News Radio. On the other side with Boise State, they got some, kind of questions as to who's going to start at quarterback for the Broncos. Hank Bachmeier had a hip injury last week in their win against Hawaii. What do you make of the quarterback situation for Boise State coming up later tonight?
Well, all three of them probably could go. We don't know who's going to start quite yet. Bachmeier practiced the last couple days, but they feel just as good with Chase Cord and even Jalen Henderson. You're probably going to see all three of them. And they've been super successful, right? They're an undefeated football team. They are going to be favored in every game the rest of the year. They are the highest-ranked Group of Five team out there, and this BYU game has always been close, but they got to feel pretty good going into this game just with the injuries that exist for BYU and how well this Boise State Broncos team has been playing. I really thought the game a week ago was going to be more competitive between Hawaii and Boise, and Boise State just came out and absolutely dashed those dreams pretty early. They've been the most successful Mountain West team for a while, and they continue to do that once again this season.
And it's amazing what Boise State has become over the last 20 years. It feels like, right after your playing days were done at Washington State, Boise State just kind of, being in the WAC, they just kind of took off with Dirk Cutter and then Dan Hawkins and Chris Peterson and now Brian Harsin. I mean, it's kind of just amazing what Boise State has become, how they consistently, year after year, continue to put out a great team. And I'm curious, is this team as good as some of those great teams that Boise State has fielded in the past?
Yeah, I don't see why not. And you're exactly right. It's kind of a neat story Brian Harsin told about when he was a player under Dirk Cutter and how they took a pretty bad loss on the chin. And Dirk brought everybody out to the south end zone, and he had a kind of come to Jesus conversation with his team, and they said how they this team pretty much sucked, and they needed to take a long look in the mirror and figure it out. You really can kind of trace it back to then Dirk Cutter's time there, Dan Hawkins, Chris Peterson, now Brian Harsin, and they've been consistent. It's been a environment that has bred success, and it continues to do it. They bring in this certain type of player, and the culture that exists has continued with the quarterback position specifically, and it's been fun to watch, and it's been probably very difficult for a lot of teams who've had to be their opponents to deal with the Broncos over that span.
Talk with ESPN college football analyst Ryan Leaf for a few more moments here. We'll let him go on this Saturday afternoon as BYU going to take on Boise State later tonight. You probably had interactions with Kalani Sitake yesterday in your pre-broadcast kind of preparations. You get to talk with these coaches and players to get some broadcast prep in. Kalani's been facing a lot of scrutiny from the outside voices here in Utah because, BYU sitting at 2-4. What's Kalani's demeanor like right now going into this game from your vantage point?
Yeah, I don't think it was really altered in any way. He loves his job. He loves the kids he's coaching. He's just, he's not sugarcoating it, right? They're dealing with a devastating amount of injury, and it doesn't matter, right? You still got to go out and perform. You play a Power 5 conference schedule. Therefore, you're going to have to deal with injuries, and they've started to recruit differently and more for depth because they're willing to go play anybody else. A year from now, they're going to play six Power 5 teams next year, so it doesn't get easier, right? And They need to figure out a way to win. What has been the biggest takeaway I think he had is they've always been so good against the run. And this year they have been absolutely horrible, right? They are, I think, 123rd in the country against the run, which is just, they've only got to the quarterback five times this season, which is at the very bottom, 124th, I think, out of 130 teams. They got to stop the run. They got to get pressure on the quarterback. And looking across the other side of the field and seeing Boise State standing there doesn't make things a whole lot easier on those two fronts, because Boise State will run the football and their quarterback will drop back there and make plays throwing it. So those are the two of the biggest things that I took away from our meeting, was that they want to figure out a way to stop the run and get to the quarterback, and they're going to figure out, and they're going to do some different things to try to make that happen.
I'm curious too, Ryan. I mean, do you feel like there's any areas in this matchup on paper that BYU has the edge? Because I feel like I look at it top to bottom, and there's just not many areas where, to me, that I feel BYU has the clear-cut advantage over Boise State. What say you?
Well, I don't think a lot of teams have any clear-cut advantages over Boise State, so I think that's going to be pretty difficult for any team. I think when Boise went down to play Florida State, you probably couldn't figure out many. So Boise's become a juggernaut of sorts when it comes to the Group of Five and what they do in the Mountain West. And I think that teams, I'll put it this way, BYU is going to have to play a very, very solid football game with no mistakes. And even when that's all said and done, it just may not be good enough with the limited depth and especially the starting quarterback position. That's going to be a big one for them. But I'm excited for the opportunity. It's on the road at night, homecoming here for BYU. The weather could play a factor. Supposed to get kind of wet and possibly even snowy. So it's going to be a fun one. And this game's always been so competitive. And I know BYU really looks at it as a rivalry game because they play it every single year. So I expect to be competitive. They're just going to have to play their best against this Boise State football team.
Last thing for you, Ryan. When you said Mountain West and powerhouse and referring to Boise State, it got me thinking, because once upon a time, BYU used to be a WAC powerhouse and part of the Mountain West Conference as well. Independence in year 9 for BYU, I think it's went okay. It hasn't been a huge booming success. It's a tough schedule. I mean, as you mentioned in your conversation with Kalani, 6 P5s next year, and BYU is probably operating at half the budget of a lot of these Power 5 programs. Do you feel like Independence is working for BYU so far?
Well, that's difficult to say. I'd love to, I'd really like to see them in a conference, because then I just think it would do so much more for them in terms of firm schedule each year, and then an opportunity to win something. Because you don't win anything outside of the football games, right? There's something to be said for playing for a division or a conference title, and I think that benefits a lot of teams that may not necessarily be in the college football playoff conversation. So, it's tough. If I told you and I gave you the six games to start the season, I said they would be 2-4. Tell me the two games they'd win. And I think most people would probably say, well, probably Toledo and South Florida.
It's true.
And not Tennessee and USC, right? I mean, they've been in every football game, I think, this year, other than the Washington game where I felt they were solidly blown out. And, so that bodes well for their competitiveness, their willingness to deal with adversity in a healthy way. And, I love when good teams play good teams. I wish everybody in the country would play a BYU type schedule. I think that would make it for a more entertaining college football season. Hopefully we'll get to see more of that, coming up. But I applaud BYU and how they schedule, and they love going to do special things, right? They went to Madison a year ago and beat Wisconsin, those types of things like that. They went to Michigan State a few years ago and did the same thing. And they're very capable of doing it. It's just a matter of building that depth. And we're really seeing it right now with the injuries and how they have stacked up, utilizing that depth. And usually at the quarterback position, and Zach Wilson's been as good as they come at the quarterback position for BYU, having him go down and kind of be in a week-to-week type of scenario right now, it's played a huge part in those last two games here with the loss to Toledo and the one against South Florida.
You can follow him on Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf. He's an ESPN college football analyst and Pac-12 radio Sirius XM host. He is the great Ryan Leaf. And Ryan, again, thank you for hopping on and looking forward to your broadcast tonight and enjoy Provo.
I will. I appreciate the time. Thanks.
And that was the great Ryan Leaf, former Washington State Cougar and NFL quarterback now. ESPN analyst. He'll be on the call tonight for ESPN2, BYU versus Boise State. Got to take a break. On the other side, continue to break down BYU and the Broncos here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.